Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. This is Let's Talk Pella, and we're sitting down once again with Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. The Pella City Council met on Tuesday, and they discussed a number of issues as usual. The primary thing that we're going to be talking about today is the airport project. It's taken another step forward, and we're going to get an update on that. And first and foremost, Mike, I'd just like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella.
Again, thanks for having me here today.
And so the airport project is something that's been in the works for years now, on and off, but at this point it's really starting to pick up steam, and there's a couple of things that have happened pretty recently. Could you give us a general update on the project itself and what the council voted on last night?
Well, sure, Evan. The city council approved an agreement in conjunction with the city of Oskaloosa and Mahaska County to build a regional airport. And first and foremost, when we talk about the regional airport, the agreement that we approved last night really, it creates a separate legal entity that's called the South Central Regional Airport Agency. The new airport agency has two purposes through the 2080 agreement. That's first and foremost is to A, build a regional airport that can be shared by the City of Pella, City of Oskaloosa, and Mahaska County. And secondly, it will also operate the new regional airport as well. As far as some of the logistics, it's important to note that the new agency will be governed by a board of directors that will be appointed by each of the governing bodies, so that is the City of Pella, City of Oskaloosa, and Mahaska County. As far as representatives on the new board, the City of Pella is entitled to 3 representatives, the City of Oskaloosa 2, and Mahaska County 1. Other terms in the agreement that your listeners may find interesting, Evan, as far as location requirements within the 2080 agreement or the partnership agreement that we approved last night, simply put, when the new board considers locations, the one condition that is the new airport location has to be within 10 miles of both the City of Pella's corporate limits and the City of Oskaloosa's corporate limits. And then just to briefly touch on the financing aspects of the new regional airport, as listeners may or may not be aware, usually within these agreements, a significant amount of revenue is received, grant contributions from the Federal Aviation Administration, and we do anticipate that to be the case as well for the new regional airport. Any of the costs not covered by the Federal Aviation Administration for the construction of the new airport will be shared on a 50-50 basis by the City of Pella and the City of Oskaloosa. Once the airport is up operational, if it requires a subsidy, what's required under the partnership agreement is the City of Pella will pay 60% of the operating cost and the City of Oskaloosa 40%, and that's in direct correlation to the board representation. The City of Pella has 3 board members and the City of Oskaloosa has 2, so we have 60% of the board representation. It's the reason why we're paying 60% of the operational cost. So from the city standpoint, this was a huge step forward as far as the airport project, and really when we look at building transportation projects in the future, Evan, it's important for the listeners to understand the city has heard loud and clear from every level of government, from the federal and state levels, that as far as transportation projects are concerned, it's important to think on a regional basis and have strong regional cooperation in order to receive funding for those projects. So the events that have taken place this week, both at the City of Pella, City of Oskaloosa, and Mahaska County, with all governing bodies approving the regional airport agreement, was a significant step forward for this region, and it's a sign of things to come and hopefully positive events to come for the area.
And something that we've talked about in the past with this project is that the upgrade to the airport has been mandated, at least for the City of Pella, because the current facility is just not able to keep up with the kind of usage it's getting.
Absolutely, Evan. It's important to keep in mind when we talk about a new airport for the City of Pella that this project is being mandated, and it's being driven really by safety concerns by the Federal Aviation Administration. Specifically, when we take a look at our airport, the specific concerns of the Federal Aviation Administration is the amount of clear zone space at the end of the runway. For the types of jets that we do land at the Pella Municipal Airport. That is the reason simply for the project. It's being driven by safety concerns, and so it's a very good point for the listeners to understand is why we're even considering a replacement airport or a regional airport in the first place.
The other thing I wanted to touch on before we wrap up here is we're about a week away now from the official transition to Missouri River, and with that, the activation of the Southeast Switching Station project. The date for that is April 1st. There were a couple of things about that. We've talked about the switching station in the past, and that project is just wrapping up, but there are a couple other logistical items with the switch. One of which you discussed in the policy and planning meeting, which is going to be the change in how the rates work yearly. Could you explain a little bit about that process and what the city is working on right now?
Yeah, absolutely, Evan. When we consider electrical rates, it's important to understand, as you said, the city is transitioning over to Missouri River Energy Services. And on April 1st of this year, we're scheduled to receive 100% of our power supply from Missouri River Energy Services. And generally speaking, in the electric industry, whenever you switch power supplies, usually you go through what's called a cost of service study and ultimately adopt new electrical rates. And the purpose of the cost of service study is to be able to design an electric rate structure that adequately matches the cost of providing service to the individual customer classes that the electric utility may have. Unfortunately, at this time, we don't have the cost of service study completed, and we're not ready to adopt new electrical rates. So what council discussed last night during policy and planning was an interim electrical rate. And Evan, I would characterize the discussion by we are facing kind of a pressing issue at hand. Over this past year, we have seen a rise in electrical cost for the utility, and specifically what this has been driven by is that we have had to do a number of line outages in order to construct the Southeast Switching Station. Whenever we take the Beacon line, or whenever we've taken that line out, we've had increased generation at our power plant, and whenever we've done that, we've seen the significant increase in cost. What the council approved last night during policy or planning and discussed and what we'll be addressing formally at the April 3rd council meeting was establishing interim electric rates. And specifically what we did last night, Evan, is we capped the electric rates or electric cost adjustment for the electric utility at 2 cents. And that's key for the listeners to understand because in March that electric cost adjustment was at 3.2 cents. So it is a significant decrease that that the customer should see on their April billings. The point of the discussion is it could take some time to ultimately adopt the new electric rates. What we're hoping to do is have the interim electric rates approved the first part of April and then carry over until the city council is able to adopt those final rates for the utility.
Excellent. Well, is there anything else you'd like to touch on with that transition before we wrap things up here?
You know, Evan, there's a lot of things going on with the electric utility as far as the transition, and we're actively looking forward to our relationship with Missouri River. And ultimately, I would like to stress to the listeners, we believe that one of the key benefits of membership in Missouri River is that we should see greater stabilization of electric rates over not only the short term, but also in the long term for the city as well.
Well, once again, Mike, I'd like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella today.
Evan, it's always a pleasure to sit down and visit about city affairs with you.
Once again, this has been Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little. You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your weather eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.